The Office of Special Counsel says the Postal Service violated the Hatch Act, or at least some employees did, during the 2016 election season, and that those employees' behavior will have consequences for future political campaign activities. With more about this instructive case, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and what makes this case so special. What happened?
Let's back up for a second and remind everyone listening that the Hatch Act basically tells federal employees that they cannot engage in a political activity on duty or in the workplace while wearing an official uniform or using a government vehicle. At issue here is a complaint that was made by Tim Kopp, who's a letter carrier in Wisconsin. And according to his testimony, he came to Capitol Hill. He not only wrote in, he was there. Whistleblower, very, very transparent about it. And he complained back in 2016, in the fall of 2016 election season, a union representative from the National Association of Letter Carriers had come to his branch to talk about what bills they're particularly interested in and hoping to see passed, and also said, hey, you know, we're looking for some campaign activity volunteers if you're interested. And Cobb said, this wasn't something new. This has happened before. The union comes in and says, hey, this is what we're interested in because this affects employees. But several weeks later, a letter carrier under Cop came in and said he was going to volunteer and he'd be gone for 5 weeks starting in 2 days. And at least one other nearby post office found itself in the same position. And so Cop and some of the other area supervisors were losing people for several weeks at a time and just finding out about it a day or two before it happened. So he called the local union office, no help, called state, no help. And he just kept calling and was basically told, well, that's how it's done. They're allowed to do this. They can take leave without pay and go on a campaign trail and help out. And for his part, Cop said it was just really hard to find people to help cover these shifts at the last minute. He said, I had to work a bunch extra. We were running late trucks. And that's after all the talk about, you know, making sure to cut overtime and not overburden workers with extra shifts.
And here's Cop.
To me, I just want things done fairly. I don't want it done on a partisan issue. I want the post office to succeed for the long term and not just look to this election or a year down the road. I want it to be sustainable because there are a lot of employees that work there and there are a lot of good employees there. But the way that this was done, and from reading the other reports, it was just a nightmare.
That's Tim Kopp. He's a letter carrier in Wisconsin and was the one who brought this issue to what would eventually be the Office of Special Counsel. Now, according to a report from the Postal Service's Inspector General, between September and November of 2016, 97 letter carriers took leave without pay to participate in campaigns ranging anywhere from 4 to 50 days, for a total of more than 2,700 days. And that, you know, there was overtime costs of roughly $90,000.
Well, my question is, if they take time off, how is that a Hatch Act violation? Or is it just simply the fact that the remaining postal workers, 97 doesn't seem like that many, can't sustain covering for those people while they're gone?
Well, and that's what the Office of Special Counsel had to say. But before that, the Deputy IG for Postal Service, William Seamer, said during their investigation, it seemed as though taking leave without pay for political campaigning, kind of like what you were saying, was just sort of standard operating procedure.
During our investigation, it seemed that it was adopted just as a practice where nobody was really looking at it through the lens of, is this appropriate or not? So I don't believe anybody questioned it in the labor relations headquarters office whether or not what they were doing was wrong. And then once the communications went down to the field, the culture and the practice is that it's mandatory, it's directive. So I'm not sure there was any analysis given to whether or not what they were doing should be done.
That's Acting Inspector General for the Postal Service, William Seamer. So after reaching out to senators and getting help from the IG, this case was eventually handed over to the Office of Special Counsel, which found, kind of going to your question, Tom, that despite concerns from local supervisors that, you know, people were having to leave and they were going to need help on this, they still were allowed to go, which means they kind of got preferential treatment to do political campaign work. But OSC also pointed out that not only are postal unions and employees allowed to maintain political action committees and endorse candidates, the law, in fact, encourages them, along with enlisting union members to help support campaign agendas on their own time.
I guess that's all they needed. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So what does the Postal Service say about all this?
Postmaster General Megan Brennan, who was also at this hearing, said they are going to make some changes and follow what OSC recommended, which is a hands-off approach to union political activities.
We're a human organization. It's in our interest to maintain and foster good working relationships with the union. What transpired here was a longstanding practice that was accepted that expanded the definition of union leave to union leave for political activity. As noted, This was a case of first impression for the OSC. We fully accept and will fully implement their recommendations and directions, and we will no longer permit leave without pay for union political activity. This was a Hatch Act violation, and frankly, to be labeled as an institutional bias and a systemic violation, to me, is pretty damning.
Postmaster General Megan Brennan, and yeah, she kind of accepted what was...
Well, OSC said it was, in fact, a Hatch Act violation.
Yes, because of the fact that they were allowed to, they got to leave, and it was for, specifically for political campaign activity. And, you know, it left
sure.
the rest of the Postal Service with, you know, having to fill holes.
It's not necessarily a Hatch Act violation of political appointees, some of which I've known that have taken off time to go campaigning for whatever party. But that's political appointees. This is federal employees in this in
letter carriers,
the postal
union
version
members.
Of the civil service system. And so they cannot no longer then take that leave.
Yeah, they can't take that leave to go and do political activities.
So they can do it at night when they don't have their postal trucks or their postal uniforms on, but they can't take... I guess they could take vacation and do it.
I guess they could do that. But yeah, as far as leave without pay for campaign stuff, not anymore.
That'll test your adherence or loyalty to the party if you're going to use your vacation to do that.
Yeah.
And there's another little sidelight, another little tail to the story, too.
Yeah. What is interesting is that Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who received one of COP's complaints, said this case kind of highlights a problem, but is also sort of a good news story because here was this whistleblower and there was no retaliation. And this, you know, the problem was solved and everybody is now working to improve the government, which is, you know, how the process should work, is what he said.
Interesting, because I wonder when if the unions were speaking to the employees about what the union felt they should do during the campaign, and I can imagine which candidate they wanted people to go out and campaign for. Is that considered official time? Now, this is the Postal Service. They don't may not have the same official time rules as standard federal agencies, but I would think that that would be a Hatch Act violation, even official time, to take political positions for an election.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. But from what Tim Kopp was saying, it
sure,
sounds
it would
like
be annoying.
Pretty. Yeah. Well, he said it's just pretty standard that every so often they would come and kind of give a status update of what's going on in Congress. Because, you know, if you're in a far-flung state, you don't necessarily constantly follow what's going on here in Capitol Hill like we do. And so it's helpful to have that. And, you know, the union, you would hope, is looking out for the best for its employees and its members. And so they're like, here's the laws that we're interested in, and here's the people we are. And,
sure.
you know, have at it what you will, but also we're looking for volunteers if you happen to be interested in what we're doing.
Well, it ain't the League of Women Voters, that's for sure. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out her story at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.